91X News.
It's plus 8 and sunny. I'm Harrison Perkins with 91X News. The Quincy region has seen a large increase in chlamydia cases over the past 15 years. Sean Macy has the details.
There may be an increase in chlamydia cases in the Quincy region over the last 15 years, but it could be due to more testing. The Belleville Health Unit released a report that claimed that in 2010, just over 400 people aged 15 to 24 were treated for chlamydia. That's compared to just 50 in 1995. Clinical Service Manager from the Health Unit, Bill Sherlock, says the increase in testing could play a large role in the numbers.
There may not be an actual increase in chlamydia, it just may be that we're catching more of it, so to speak. We're not, we're seeing more of the lab-confirmed cases because more people may be getting tested and the testing is more sensitive.
Sherlock says there are often no symptoms, so going to the local health unit for an easy test is a good idea. Sean Macy, 91X News, Belleville.
People roll up their sleeves at Loyalist College today. Canadian Blood Services Coordinator Linda Mather says it's a good sign to see so many people. It's a good sign that so many people came out to donate today.
It's very important that we increase our donor base, and we really target a younger demographics of blood donors. So that's why doing high schools, colleges, and universities is so important to introduce the younger generation to the importance of donating blood.
This was the first of two clinics happening at Loyalist College this year. The Loyalist Automotive Program sent 7 students and 2 faculty members to Las Vegas this week for the SEMA show. It's the 5th year Loyalist has sent students from the program to the show. Program coordinator Gary Bird explains what SEMA is and how it developed over the years.
Pretty much involves anything in automotive at all. It started off as highlighting aftermarket products, what's available for vehicles after the product is made, and it's turned into the largest show of its kind in the world.
The Loyalist students attending the show got to meet with high-end people in the business, including CEOs who work with the biggest companies in the automotive world. The funeral for an Ontario-based military technician who died on a rescue mission in Nunavut will be held tomorrow. A full military funeral for Sergeant Janik Gibert will be held at CFB Vercartier. Gibert died last week while he and 2 other rescue technicians from 424 Squadron were trying to rescue 2 men stranded in a boat in choppy water. The Quebec native was based at CFB Trenton.
For the people in the cheaper seats, clap your hands. And the rest of you, if you just rattle your jewelry.
Well, it was on this day back in 1963 that John Lennon said that to an audience at the UK Royal Variety Show, which was attended by the Queen Mother. That's 91X News to 303. Here's Tim Baer with sports.
With a win tonight, the Trenton Golden Hawks will regain OJHL East Division supremacy. The last place Peterborough Liflock Stars will pay a visit to Trenton tonight. The Hawks are currently tied with the Cobourg Cougars at the top of the standings. The game gets underway at 7:30 at the Duncan MacDonald Memorial Gardens. Life doesn't get any easier for the Wellington Dukes. After falling 4-2 to the Kingston Voyageurs last night, the Dukes play host to the league-leading St. Michael's Majors tonight. The Dukes sit in fourth place in the East, 7 points back from Trenton. Puck drop is at 7:30 at the SRock Arena. Well, it's the final weekend of the CFL season, and the playoff picture is still clear as mud. The Edmonton Eskimos can move into first place in the West with a win over Saskatchewan tonight. They also need losses by BC and Calgary tomorrow. Top spot in the East will go to either Montreal or Winnipeg, depending how they do in separate games tomorrow. The conference champions are rewarded with a bye to the second round and home field advantage. Northeast division rivals collide in the NHL tonight. The Montreal Canadiens take their 3-game winning streak to the nation's capital. The Ottawa Senators had a 6-game win streak snapped on Tuesday by the Boston Bruins. The Calgary Flames are coming off a much-needed win over Detroit as they travel to Buffalo. And the Vancouver Canucks hope to rebound from a bad loss to Minnesota as they visit St. Louis. That's sports. Here's Harrison Perkins with 91X Weather.
Today, sunny, high of 7. Tonight, clear, low minus 4. Tomorrow, sunshine continues with a high of 7, and on Sunday, sunny as well with a high of 10. We've surpassed our high today, sitting at plus 8 right now. I'm Harrison Perkins with Tim Baer, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.